How Resilience Rebuilds Lives. Understanding the Natural Law. Resilience is one of the fundamental laws of nature. It refers to the ability to recover quickly from illness, change, or misfortune, and it can be observed in every sphere of creation, in the physical world, the plant world, the animal world, and most profoundly, in the human world. In physics, resilience describes the capacity of a material to return to its original form after being bent, compressed, or stretched. Plants exhibit it when they grow again after being cut. Animals display it in their instinctive recovery from harm. Everywhere in nature, the message is the same. Life has been designed to rise again. Among all creatures, human beings possess the greatest share of this remarkable gift. Dr. Bruce McEwen, head of the Laboratory of Neuroendocrinology at Rockefeller University, spent decades studying how the brain responds to stress. He concluded, "The human brain is very resilient. Give it a chance, and it will make every effort to repair itself." His words echo what wise thinkers throughout history have believed: the human mind contains a built-in healing intelligence. We live in a world full of challenges, pressures, and uncertainties. Every day brings some degree of discomfort, loss, or tension. No one escapes this. Life is designed in such a way that we must continually face situations that test our patience, intellect, strength, and emotional stability. Yet the same nature that presents these challenges also provides us with a remedy, the power of resilience. The key to activating this power is an 8-letter mantra, patience. Whenever you suffer loss, hurt, or disturbance, pause. Remain silent. Empty your mind for a moment and allow your inner system to settle. Very soon, the mind begins to reorganize itself. It generates fresh energy, renewed clarity, and a restored sense of direction. This is what Dr. McEwen meant when he said the brain will repair itself if given the chance. Through patience, we enable this inner repair mechanism to function. Resilience expresses itself in many forms. When anger strikes, the patient mind softens it before it erupts. When material loss occurs, the resilient mind prepares a new plan. When tension overwhelms, the mind offers the natural formula of forgetting and moving on. In moments of despair, resilience becomes the quiet force that whispers, "Begin again." This principle is not limited to individuals. Entire nations have risen after collapse because of resilience. The example of modern Japan is a powerful illustration. In 1945, Japan became the first country in history to experience the devastating impact of nuclear weapons. Hiroshima and Nagasaki lay in ruins. Millions were left hopeless. Yet, instead of surrendering to despair, Japanese leaders and citizens consciously or unconsciously applied the principle of resilience. They set aside anger, focused on reconstruction, revised their national priorities, and within 30 years Japan emerged as one of the world's leading economic powers. Their transformation stands as a testament to what patient resolve can achieve. Another example is the United States after Hurricane Sandy. The storm claimed 110 lives and caused almost $50 billion in damages. Yet within weeks, the nation restored transportation, electricity, essential services, and daily life. What enabled this rapid recovery? Again, the answer lies in resilience, the combined strength of individuals, systems, and institutions working together with calm determination. Modern psychology confirms that resilience is not a rare quality, but an inherent human trait. Studies show that the brain possesses enormous, often untapped potential. In ordinary circumstances, this potential remains dormant, but in moments of crisis, the mind begins to activate its hidden resources. If left undisturbed, if not clouded by panic, anger, or despair, it will guide us towards healing and recovery. Consider a simple demonstration. When anger arises, remain silent. Let the mind settle. Within a minute, the intensity fades, clarity returns, and normality is restored. This small act prevents anger from escalating into resentment, malice, or even violence. As the Quran says, "Indeed, God is with the patient." 2:153, patience is not weakness. It is an inner technology that unlocks resilience. Resilience is not merely the ability to endure difficulty, but the art of transforming difficulty into strength. It reminds us that every setback carries the seed of renewal, and every fall contains the possibility of rising again. Human beings were created with the ability to bounce back. The only requirement is that we trust the process, hold fast to patience, and give our mind the chance to do what it was designed to do. Whenever you suffer loss, hurt, or disturbance, pause. Remain silent. Empty your mind for a moment and allow your inner system to settle. Very soon, the mind begins to reorganize itself. It generates fresh energy, renewed clarity, and a restored sense of direction.